We are going this evening to begin a new question in the larger catechism. It is number 120, where the Lord gives us various reasons for the fourth commandment. Why do we have a fourth commandment? Because the Lord has given us the commandment, and there are various reasons here given. So let us do this one together. Question number 120. What are the reasons annexed to the fourth commandment? The more to enforce it. The reasons annexed to the fourth commandment, the more to enforce it, are taken from the equity of it. God allowing us 6 days of seven for our own affairs and reserving but one for himself in these words, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. From God's challenging a special propriety in that day, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. From the example of God, who in 6 days made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. And from that blessing which God put upon that day, not only in sanctifying it to be a day for his service, but in ordaining it to be a means of blessing to us in our sanctifying it. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Those words that we read in this answer come from Exodus chapter 20. Now, there is a very interesting account given by a minister many years ago, the testimony of a very poor man who spoke to another man who was a well-known Sabbath breaker. And this poor man, as he met this particular man on the road, he said to him, suppose I had been at work, working hard all week long, and had earned 7 shillings. And suppose then I met a needy man on the road, and I gave him 6 shillings out of the 7. What should you say to that? Why, I should say that you were very kind and that the man ought to be very grateful. Well, suppose he was then to knock me down and rob me of the other shilling. What then? Why, then he would deserve hanging. Well now, this is your case. Thou art the man. God has freely given you 6 days in which to work and to earn your bread. And the seventh he has kept to himself. And he commands us to keep it holy. But you, not satisfied with 6 days that God has given, rob him of the seventh. What then do you deserve? The man could give no answer. A very interesting account. And so we have here that God has very graciously given us reasons, and the very fact that he gives us reasons is another sign of his grace. It is, as Ernest Kevin said, the grace of law. God, being our creator, our provider, our redeemer, could have just said, keep my day holy, and it would have to be obeyed. But the God of all grace has not dealt with us in that fashion. Rather, he loads us with reason upon reason because he knows that even saved sinners are weak, and he condescends to meet our needs. Now, we will consider these 4 reasons for the fourth commandment, we're going to make them almost rhyme so that they'll be easy to remember. We have two of them already before us. The first one is equity. Equity is right there in the text. The equity from the equity of it. Secondly, the propriety, that God has a special propriety. So equity, propriety, and then thirdly, we're going to say deity, because God himself rested on the first Sabbath day in the creation week. And then lastly, the sanctity of the day, because he hallowed it, and he calls upon us to sanctify it and to demonstrate the holy nature of this day. So we're looking at it, equity, and then propriety, deity, and sanctity. So first of all, the equity of it. What in the world does equity mean? Equity means fair, right, and reasonable. God says, you have 6 days to do all your labor. Now, God only commands 1 day in seven to be entirely devoted to him. He could have demanded three. He could have demanded even more days. He could have demanded all the days to be entirely given to him. But he has been very kind and very reasonable in commanding us only 1 day of seven to be entirely his. Now, he knows very well what our needs are. He knows that we do need to earn a living. He knows that we need some recreation. And he knows that we need time for social life, fellowship with one another. That is necessary for our mental well-being, as well as the recreation and exercise is needed for our physical well-being. Now, God is not a tyrant. God is not a hard taskmaster. He is very generous to us. But we see in this the very wickedness and wretchedness and inequity of sinful man, who will not give God the whole day, but only measures out 2 or 3 hours, and with great self-centeredness tries simply to salve a guilty conscience. Now, Christ has declared, with what measure you mete out, it shall be measured to you again. That is from his famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verse 2. And you know what an awful spiritual and eternal poverty so many sinners measure out for themselves, because they do not really worship the Lord on his day. Now, we have looked briefly then at what equity means. Now, secondly, let's look at propriety, that God has a special propriety in that day. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. That is Exodus chapter 20. Does Exodus come before Deuteronomy in your Bible? I was just trying to figure out how it's in front of Deuteronomy in my Bible. But here in verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. Verse 10, for the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Verse 10, now the propriety of it. What does that mean? Propriety means God's ownership. It is his property. The day is his. It belongs to him. It is the Lord's day. In Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 12, the Lord said, I gave them my Sabbaths. They were my Sabbaths to give, and I gave them. God clearly claims ownership of the Sabbath. Of course, God owns all our days. And how are we to spend all 7 days of the week? We are to spend all 7 days of the week living to the glory of His name. Of course. But He claims a special interest in the Sabbath day. Exodus 20:10, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Therefore, if you claim or take the day for your own use, you are stealing that which belongs especially to Almighty God. So breaching the fourth commandment is also breaking the eighth commandment. Thou shalt not steal. It is stealing from God, just as truly as robbing a church building. So we see the propriety of this day. It is God's day. In the book of Revelation, it's called the Lord's Day. It is His day. It is God's day. So we have looked at the equity and the propriety. Now let's come thirdly to look at the deity. Now the word deity means the essential nature of God. Divinity. These are all synonyms. Divinity, God, and deity. Exodus chapter 20. The Lord in Exodus 20 and verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Now there it is. The Lord Jehovah rested on the seventh day. Now why did He rest? It was not because He was tired. It was not because He was weary. It was not because He was exhausted. We certainly enjoy rest on the Lord's day, because during the other days of the week, we get so weary and tired and exhausted. And I don't know how many of you, but I can say I look forward to the Lord's day. Even though it's a very active day for me, I love it. And I love to enjoy the Lord on this day. So the Lord was not weary, tired, or exhausted. The Hebrew word for rested, I want you to get the meaning of it. It means to cease, to sit, or to lie down. Now, the Lord didn't have to sit or lie down, because God is spirit. And where's the spirit going to sit or lie down? It simply means that He ceased. He ceased from His work of creating on that day. But what did God not cease doing? Anybody know what God did not cease doing? He did not cease His work of providence. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 4 says that He is upholding all things by the word of His power. His work of providence, He continued on that day, preserving and governing all that He had made. If God had not continued His work of providence that day, all would collapse. The nuclear scientists cannot figure out what the force is, but there's a force that holds the atom together. The electron is going around and around the nucleus, the neutron, and there, what is holding the universe together? We read in Colossians chapter 1, by Him all things consist. that is, all things adhere, all things are held together by the providential preserving power of Almighty God. So although he ceased, there was a cessation from his work of creating. There was no cessation from his work of providence in governing and preserving all that he made. Now, what do we learn from this? We learn that there's certain work that God didn't do on this day. He did a different work. Okay? So we don't do our normal work on this day, but we do a different work. God was still active, but he was active in a different way than on other days. It's not that we are to be idle. We're not to be inactive. We're not just to be couch potatoes. But we are to be taken up with him. What are we to be doing on this day? We are to spend the day in worship, in rest, in meditation, in prayer, in communing with him, enjoying him, coming to celebrate the sacraments, and public worship on this special day. Now, there you have three of the four matters. The equity, that is the fairness of God in giving us six whole days and just asking one for himself. There is the propriety that he has. He is the owner of all things. And he's very generous with us. And then we see what he did. His example. He rested. He ceased from his creative work on that day. Now in the last place, in the fourth place, we are to keep his day holy because of the sanctity of this day. You notice there in verse 11 of Exodus chapter 20. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. But that's not all. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I meant to speak to the children earlier because we had a word that we sang in that song that was requested, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And they wonder if all the angels are named Harold. Well, a lot of people wonder, what in the world is hallowed? You know, is hallowed like tallow? Or what is hallowed? Well, hallowed is the old English word for making holy, setting apart to a sacred use, or sanctifying. Sanctified be thy day. That is the sanctity, the holiness of this day. God blessed the day and he sanctified the day. Why did God bless the day? Did he need the day to be blessed for him? Not at all. Because he is the infinitely blessed and the ever blessed God. Why did he bless the day? He blessed it for our blessing, that we would receive the benefits. He blessed his day for our sakes, literally. I don't know if you remember Jesus speaking to this very matter. You know, the Pharisees had all of these little crazy things that they added to the law of God. And one of them was, if you had a cruse of oil, if you had a bottle of oil, I think these bottles are so beautiful. The ones that you get with the olive oil, I mean, some of them look like they're 2 feet tall. And if one of those in the Bible times, which they were pottery bottles, if your bottle of oil, your olive oil, sprung a leak on the Sabbath day, the rabbi said, you cannot, for the life of you, take a candle and melt a little wax and put it on the crack to stop the oil from leaking. How crazy. Do you know the Lord gave in his example that although he ceased from his creative work, he did not cease for a moment his preserving work. And to preserve that oil was perfectly fine. But the Pharisees would be Pharisees. Well, the Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees, when they were being real picky, which they always were with him, he said, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And literally the word is that the Sabbath was made for man's sake. Now, isn't that wonderful? That the Lord, that God made this special day, he created this special day for our benefit. He didn't need it. But he even set the example for us. All for our benefit. How good the Lord is to give a day, especially for our growth in grace. I hope that you take advantage of the Lord's day and that you soak up more of the blessing in enjoying the Lord, growing in the knowledge of Him. This day is for special seasons of fellowship. But you know, isn't it wonderful that the Lord made this day not for the Jews, but He made it for all people? Because the Sabbath day was ordained, was sanctified, blessed, hallowed before there was ever such a thing as a Hebrew nation. It was in the seventh day following the 6 days of creation when the Lord made this day. Now we thank God that if you open your Bible and you turn to the very middle chapter of the Bible. Anybody know what that chapter is? Psalm 118. When you turn to that chapter, God made a new day. He said, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. What's he talking about? Just any old day? No, it was the day that the stone which the builders refused became the headstone of the corner. And how did that happen? By His resurrection. So we praise God for the special seasons of blessing and enjoying Him on His day. It is God's purpose that this day be the special day of spiritual delight. By the faithful keeping holy of God's day, the Sabbath, the Lord's day, the covenant people of God testify to the world the faithfulness, goodness, sovereignty and glory of the thrice holy majestic God. People take note of it. People take note of it. The sign outside across the road says, welcome to church. And the people take note when this little congregation gathers on the Lord's day in the evening. It is a testimony of God's covenant people to the whole world, testifying of the faithfulness, goodness, sovereignty, and glory of the thrice holy, majestic God. And we thank God that in this Christian era, we keep this day not only because of the creation, and there was the creation of light on this day, but we keep this day holy because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and because of the coming of the Holy Spirit, which came 50 days after our Savior's resurrection. So God's works of creation, providence, and redemption are to be our focus on the Lord's day. Now, it's wonderful how the Lord has blessed His people over the centuries. And I want to share with you now the fact of the Lord, as we spoke about this morning, that the civil magistrate does not bear the sword in vain. And God takes very seriously the abuse of his day. There was a young man who was very accustomed to going to worship the Lord, and he had been acquainted with the scriptures from a child. And he was one day on a Lord's Day asked and invited to join a group that were taking a boat excursion from London down the River Thames to the little English village of Richmond, some 15 miles away. And the weather was beautiful, and there were 12 others that were going in this large boat, and they assembled on the bank there in London to go head to Richmond. Now, this young man, just as he was about to step in the boat, he remembered the word of God, and it spoke powerfully to his heart. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. His conscience instantly added, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" He would go no farther. He said, "I cannot go." And they laughed at him. They ridiculed him for being so weak. But what were his feelings when the sad news came later that the party returning from their amusement about halfway between Richmond and London at the little village of Putney, there was a barge filled with coal. And although they tried, they saw the barge coming and they tried to stay clear of the danger, the screams of the women were heard on the shore, but 7 of the dozen people drowned that day in the abuse of the Lord's day. So I'm going to read this one last time, and we are finished with number 120. What are the reasons annexed to the fourth commandment, the more to enforce it? The reasons annexed to the fourth commandment, the more to enforce it, are taken from the equity of it. God allowing us 6 days of seven for our own affairs and reserving but one for himself. In these words, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. From God challenging a special propriety in that day. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. From the example of God, who in 6 days made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. And from that blessing which God put upon that day. Not only in sanctifying it to be a day for his service, but in ordaining it to be a means of blessing to us in our sanctifying of it. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen.